the Army is in trouble from the point of view of recruitment and retention, and has been for a considerable period of time. It goes across all aspects of the French forces. It's not just the Army, it's also the Navy, it's also, you know, air cadets. All of those are in trouble because they have difficult recruiting people because the salaries are so low. The initial couple of years that they're working, they're on below the minimum wage, which is totally unacceptable in this day and age, you know. And we need to recognize that the backbone of any organization is, of course, its people. And if the people in the Army are going to be retained and stay there and work in that atmosphere, they have to be properly remunerated for it. So, you know, I absolutely support the call for to ensure that people in the Army are properly paid, and that the cadets are paid properly, and that they are brought above the minimum wage, at least for the period of time that they're in training, and then that they have a proper remuneration package to move forward, and opportunity as well. And that's a big thing, that they have opportunity for to advance their careers within the Army.
An increased allocation going to defence from the budget in 2026. It's how that money is used now is going to be hugely interesting, and perhaps one of the greatest resources within our defence forces at the minute is personnel.
Yeah, personnel is a huge problem to, as I say, to recruit and retain personnel. And it's across the board in all sectors. And, you know, we recognise that the economy, of course, is, you know, very buoyant, and that there's huge opportunity for people in other areas. So, you know, any of these sectors where we need to recruit people, let it be the Army or the police services or any other services, you know, they need to be properly remunerated, and they need to see that they have a good, clear career path. The government has announced an additional investment in the area of defence. Where exactly that's going to go, we don't have the detail yet, but certainly there needs to be at least a generous portion of that set aside for to ensure that people have proper salaries and, as I say, to have a proper advancement, career advancement opportunities as well.
Is it important as well that the Defence Forces come to terms with some historical issues? I'm thinking, for instance, of the claims made by the Women of Honour group. Is it important that there's a very much seen as a clean slate in order to attract new members from across the gender balance?
We have huge problems there, of course, and, you know, that's one of the very sad legacies of the past, and we hope that it is in the past. We still have, I think, difficulties in some aspects of that. Any organisation that is very rules-bound and tight on discipline can run into trouble, because sometimes that can be abused, and was certainly abused in the past. And, you know, many young women who joined the Army had, you know, the dream of being a soldier or being in the air service or whatever, found that it was a very, very difficult career path for them. And, you know, we need to, I think, draw a line under that. But at the same time, there has to be proper investigation and proper accountability for all of those things that happened in the past. But to go back to your initial question, you know, we need a service, military service, which is professional, which is properly remunerated and properly resourced.